A local heliskiing company plans to appeal a decision by the Hainesboro manager, and students are introduced to a new learning tool. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The company Alaska Heliskiing is planning to appeal a decision this week by Hainesboro manager Mark Ernest in how he allotted skier days to local heliskiing companies. Sean Brownell of Alaska Heliskiing said in an email Tuesday that he will appeal the number of skier days allotted his company because it will cause, quote, serious problems with my customers toward the end of the season when we go over the limit we've been given. Hainesboro Code establishes a maximum of 2,600 skier days during the February through April season. A skier day means one individual participating in a commercial ski tour. So normally, a heliskiing company will use several skier days in a single day to account for several customers. But this year, the three local companies' combined request for skier days totaled 2,850, more than the 2,600 maximum. It's up to borough manager Mark Ernest to divvy up the skier days among the three local companies once their permits are renewed by borough clerk Julie Causey. Ernest wrote in a memo about the allocations that he gave Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures 1,000 days and Alaska Mountain Guides 450 days, the amount both companies requested. He allocated Alaska Heliskiing the remainder of the days, or 1,050 days, which is 350 fewer days than the company requested. It's also fewer than the days the company was allotted in 2011 or 2012. Ernest wrote that the reduction of Alaska Heliskiing skier days is based on Causey's finding last week regarding the company's safety record. Causey approved the company's permit renewal despite finding the company violated about six permit and state law requirements. Alaska Heliskiing has been under scrutiny since an avalanche killed a company guide and customer last March. The customer's family has persistently been alleging the company violated several safety standards in response to the avalanche. Causey's permit renewal is contingent on the company securing the necessary state permits for the 2013 season, something the company did not have for the past several years. The borough holds 100 skier days in reserve for the companies to apply for until the end of the season, and based on commitments from clients, although Ernest emphasizes there's no guarantee that any company will be allotted extra days. Alaska Heliskiing has 15 days to appeal Ernest's decision to the borough assembly. Haines Elementary and Middle School students are expanding their technological prowess with the recent arrival of iPads in the classrooms. It's been on the school's horizon for a while to bring iPads into the elementary and middle school, said Sam McFeeters, technology coordinator for the Haines School District. And it's far from a new concept in schools. According to the Association of Alaska School Boards, more than 600 districts across the country have implemented iPads as classroom tools, including many in Alaska. Haines School Superintendent Michael Byer said bringing iPads into the school is part of the district's strategic plan to integrate technology into the classroom. The school purchased 70 iPads, which comes out to about one iPad for every two elementary and middle school students. McFeeder says he worked with schools in Kodiak, Petersburg, and Juneau to research the launch of the iPads. He said there's a plethora of research and resources for schools bringing the new tools into the classroom.
We've been looking at this for quite a while, and we've been researching it and been working with entities across the state on how they've been doing their iPad implementation, and we started finding out the research on how student achievement improves with the use of iPads kind of as a supplemental learning device.
McFeeders works with teachers to find applications to install on the iPads that will complement lesson plans. The iPads are connected to a single server that allows McFeeders to easily upload and control what apps are available to students. And these apps may look different than what iPad users are used to. For example, the popular game Angry Birds won't be available to students, McFeeders said.
An iPad is an instant learning device. You open it up, it's on. We're able to install just specific learning apps so that the students are focused on certain areas. You know, we've been researching what applications would work best. The staff has contributed a list that we went through and figured out what we could download now and then build up our app supply.
Last week, students in Mrs. Bredauer's sixth grade class were about a week into their studies with the new iPads and using them in several subjects. But they were also preparing to help teach kindergartners about iPads. The sixth graders showed the kindergartners in Mrs. June Dagan's class how to turn on the iPads, maneuver through applications, and how to use an app called Puppet Pals, where students create characters and scenes to develop a story.
So what does that button do again?
You press to record, and then you could, like, say you press this button, and you could start talking and acting.
Mrs. Bredauer is a fan of the iPads for her students and has implemented them in several areas of study. She said they allow more mobility and creativity than laptop computers.
And so just what they can do with their iPad on the go with video, taking pictures and editing those pictures is pretty amazing. And I think that's what, there's a lot more freedom than with the laptop, freedom to be creative. And then there's, you know, just very focused activities with the apps. But I think the apps are just a tiny part of it. It's those productivity tools.
McPheeter said high school students may eventually also have iPads, but right now the school has a one-to-one ratio of computers for high school students. The Skagway Arts Council is a mainstay in the community. At more than 35 years old, the council is a nonprofit volunteer organization that works to expand and diversify art awareness and involvement. The council offers a variety of classes, workshops, and events throughout the year. Jim Devereaux took a look at the council's ongoing painting class as an example of the council's work.
The Skagway Arts Council is currently sponsoring painting and drawing classes, held every Monday at 6:30 p.m. at Skagway School. Instructor Eve Griffin has structured the classes so that the focus alternates between drawing and painting from week to week. The drawing class focuses upon drawing realistically and using Western drawing traditions. Throughout the class this winter, students used materials like charcoal, pastels, and homemade inkwells to literally draw the world as the eye sees it. The painting class is geared more towards general interest and beginner's lessons. It incorporates various painting techniques and gives an in-depth look at the lives and work of some of those that used them. Griffin, a longtime artist and archaeologist of the Northern Lynn Canal, teaches with an enthusiasm and knowledge base that makes attending a class truly worthwhile to her students. Self-described as a compulsive drawer from an early age, Eve has enjoyed a lifelong interest and love for art. That love propelled her towards Skagway, and her love of this community propelled her to the classroom to spend her time painting our winter canvas a little bit brighter. Of course, Griffin is quick to point out that she is only one of many volunteers who make such classes possible.
The Skagway Arts Council here in town is really the mover and shaker behind all these classes, especially Dottie DeMarc, who's the current president, and Donna Griffard, Chris Maggio, Kathy Wassman. They all love the arts the way I do, and our love for the arts gets so strong that we just want to share it, just for the joy of sharing it, really.
Unless otherwise specified, on the Art Council website, drawing and painting classes are Mondays at 6:30 p.m. in Skagway School. Just follow the art class signs pointing to the studio. To check future dates and times of this and other Art Council-sponsored activities, go to skagwayartscouncil.blogspot.com. For KHNS, this is Jim Devereaux in Skagway.
Coming up this weekend, the Skagway Arts Council is hosting the 5th Annual Winter Weekend Film Festival at the AB Hall on Broadway. The festival includes selected short films from the Anchorage International Film Festival, feature-length films, films from the 38th Northwest Filmmaker Festival, and children's matinee features. Visit the Art Council's website for more information about the Film Fest and other upcoming classes and events. The Haines Glacier Bear girls split a pair of games on Monday night against Wrangell. The JV team fell 24-28. Freshman Kaylee Swinton had half the team's baskets with 12 points. The Glacier Bear varsity team won 26-23. Haynes led 16-9 at halftime but went scoreless in the third quarter as Wrangell cut the margin to 1 point. Senior Riley Erickson scored 6 points in the fourth quarter, including going 4-4 from the foul line, as the Glacier Bears held off the Wolves. Erickson led Haynes with 14 points and junior Jamie Messerschmidt had 5. The JV game was delayed for a short time when one of the referees collapsed. The ref from Juneau was taken out of the game on a stretcher by paramedics but returned to watch the end of the varsity game. He apparently tripped, fell, and hurt his ribs and had the wind knocked out of him but was fine. Haynes Glacier Bear girls again take on the Wrangell Wolves on Tuesday evening. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Jim Devereaux and Krista Kielsmeyer for help with this report. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. This is Margaret Friednauer in the KHNS Newsroom. We air news from the Upper Lynn Canal and Southeast region every weekday from Monday evening through Friday morning. On Monday mornings, we feature NPR Business News. And on Friday evenings, we bring you the Alaska Fisheries Report. We have a wrap-up of that week's local news on Saturday's Lynn Canal Weekend. And you can always listen to your news on your time and anytime by going to khns.org. Thanks for listening.